Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, and we're in the midst of Civic Media's Go for the Green and Gold multi-state text to win giveaway. Every day, multiple times a day, if you text in the word of that hour, you'll be entered to win one of a couple of daily prizes, $200 or gold jewelry, and you'll be entered to win our grand prize pair of tickets to watch Green Bay take on Minnesota on November 23rd. The word to get entered to win this hour is quarter, Q-U-A-R-T-E-R, quarter. Text that in via the app, folks, not the regular way. That doesn't get you entered. Remember, contesting rules available at civicmedia.us. We've got a special hour where I'm debunking Charlie Kirk and, by extension, the MAGA rhetoric. They use the same tactics of propagandists centuries old, okay? It is the same old tired nonsense. I started with Charlie Kirk's statements about black pilots. What spurred this was, of course, a caller who said, Maggie, you keep calling Charlie Kirk a bigot, but when you listen to what he has to say in context, it's not bigoted. But yes, it of course is. So let's listen to the full put together statement that I have been debunking in this last segment, and I'll bring it all together for you one last time. Take a listen.
If I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified. Right. Not an immediate.
No, you
want to. That's not
that
who
before.
I am. That's no. Not what I believe. I want to be as blunt as possible because now I'm connecting two dots. Wait a second. The CEO just said that he's forcing that a white qualified guy is not going to get the job. So I see this guy. He might be a nice person. I say, boy, I hope he's not a Harvard style affirmative action student. He landed half of his flight simulator, you know, trials.
Okay. Again. Inflammatory statement that gets an emotional reaction. This is black pilot, boy, I sure think he's qualified. It's the anchor. It's the thing that will keep pulling through all of his other arguments. Then he creates distance from that by saying, oh, that's not who I am. That's not really what I believe. It's plausible deniability. It allows friends to say, like my caller yesterday, John, oh, the context. It is effectively moral laundering, okay? It allows his listeners, his followers, to end up weaponizing Charlie Kirk's arguments, okay? It's an essential part of what he does. Then he moves on to, I'm going to be blunt and connect these dots together for you. This is positing Charlie Kirk, who is an expert in nothing, as an expert on DEI, which is a weird thing given that he's a white community college dropout who is a millionaire a few times over, who has a platform reaching tens of millions of people, but has not a single credential at all whatsoever to make any of the sorts of statements or conclusions that he's making. He then moves on to the straw man argument. Well, the CEO of United Airlines said that he's being forced to not hire the qualified white guy. That's a lie. The United Airlines CEO never said that. And that is simply a falsehood. But what he's doing there is scapegoating, right? He's shifting the blame for his bigotry and prejudice onto this external bad guy, this external villain, DEI, and unqualified black people taking qualified white people's job. This is also, of course, white victim inversion, where a dominant group, white folks, are now cast as the harmed party, which is stupid. There's also a bit of zero sum in here, but I'm going to save that for another day. Then he gets to the end of his argument, where he uses this very specific loaded example, which is called specificity illusion. It you name something specific, it feels tangible, and then you kind of just make something up out of whole cloth to make it all sound like it might be real. So he invokes, I hope this guy, he might be nice, but I hope he's not this Harvard affirmative action style student where he only landed half of his flight simulator trials, which is the exact place that he began. It's all layer upon layer upon layer of lie, misdirection, and bigotry. Of course, all cleansed by his one, well, I don't really believe this, but yeah, he does. And again, all of this bolsters his anchor statement, this inflammatory, emotionally triggering statement that basically black pilots are not to be trusted. But here is the complete truth about this. All pilots need 40 hours of actual flight time to become a private pilot. Most private pilot instructors require more than 80 hours before they will pass someone on to get their pilot's license. You need then 250 hours of actual flight time to get a commercial license, and then 1,500 hours to become an airline pilot on top of all of that, a commercial airline pilot. And by the way, if an instructor passes someone who is incompetent, the instructor will lose their license. So this is garbage. And by the way, we have an extraordinary shortage of pilots in this country. So yeah, no qualified white pilot is having his slot stolen by an unqualified black pilot. That's a lie. But Charlie Kirk and MAGA, through these propagandist tactics, more than centuries old, make it seem kind of reasonable so that people can, of course, then say it's about context. So remember, there's a system here. There's an inflammatory dog whistle. There's a denial or a softening, an appeal to reasonability that is likely a lie or a distraction. There's rationalizing. There's doubling down with fallacies, false examples, lies, red herrings, empty arguments, and specificity illusions. And then rinse, wash, and repeat, 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 repeat. Charlie Kirk isn't a good debater. He's a propagandist and a bigot. I'm going to tackle some of his other arguments on the other side. Do not go anywhere. We're going to continue this takedown of this nonsense on the other side. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.